Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it. Jesus.
And the church said, amen. We have prayed in and prayed out. It is now time to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. There is a word from the Lord found in the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 15th through the 20th verse. The gospel according to St. Matthew.
Yes.
Chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. We find it's amen.
Amen.
Amen. These are the words of Jesus in red in your Bibles. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Amen.
If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established.
Yes, Lord.
And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Last verse, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, he won't leave that alone. There am I in the midst of them. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. That is the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For a little while, I want to talk about membership duties and responsibilities to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. First of all, to be a member of anything, we're going to have to be committed to that which our membership we are claiming to be a part of.
Yes.
Now, right along up in here, before I continue with my thesis, I could be a little bit messy or I could just get straight to the point. It had a certain individual, we're not going to call any name, that used to be a member of this church our pastor called House of Praise. Mm-hmm. And this person, every time they would see us, they would say, Pastor, I'm still your member. But I have to confront this and tell us this morning.
Come on now.
If you have not been to the church in 5 or 10 years, you are not my member.
Yes, Lord.
Nor are you a member of Jesus Christ Church. Oh, are y'all with me here? And so now we can be a part of worthy membership because it feels good. Are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we are accounted in. But the minute we become a member or a disciple of Christ, we feel isolated from the membership. Why, Lady Thomas? Why do you feel like that? Because to be a member of Jesus' church, it really calls us out. And it calls us out that we ought to have accountability and responsibility.
Yep.
Am I talking pretty good? We're talking about that precious jewel that Jesus, those of us that are saved, he died for. Mm-hmm. And that is his church.
Yes,
are y'all with me?
Come on.
So if we want to enjoy our membership in the Lord's church, here we go. Now, Jesus did not use the modern term church membership. Y'all stay with me. But taught that belonging to him means being a part of a spiritual family. Here it is, being unified. And that is the best membership to belong to is the membership of the Lord Jesus Christ Church.
All right, come on now.
And so membership and responsibilities to God. That's what we're going this morning. Now, when we look at the text, my beloved, first of all, Matthew, we know Matthew was one of the original 12 disciples. Am I right there? Matthew, he is not like Luke or Mark. But Luke and Mark were not one of the original 12 disciples, but Matthew and John were. Now we are in the gospel of Matthew, and Matthew was one of the original 12 disciples. But when Jesus met him, he was called Levi. And Levi, he was a low-down tax collector that stole money from the Jewish people more than he should have collected in collecting taxes. Am I right there? And when Jesus met him, he gave him a new name. And this way, we have his name called Matthew. And Matthew simply means a gift from God.
Yes, Lord.
You see, Jesus, quite often, when he calls us, he changes our name, who we used to be. And he gives us a new name that helps us to represent God in a better way. So we ought to not remember, amen, the old man, the old woman, the old name who we used to be, because God has changed us, given us a new name of who he wants us to be, that we may work for him.
All right.
Am I right? And so Matthew here, look at the text, if you will. The text says, Matthew 18 and 15, it says, moreover. Can I help us with that? Moreover is an adverb. Say adverb.
Adverb.
An adverb is used to add something. It's reinforcing information, meaning addition to what's already been said, or furthermore.
All right.
So look at Jesus. Jesus said, moreover, pay attention to it. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, that's what he said. Go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Come on.
The thee is you. The thee is me. If a brother or a sister, that's what the Bible says, now this the order. We're talking about membership duties and responsibilities to God. I believe if we handle the church membership,
come on.
That's right. And our responsibility to God, how Jesus lays it out in this piece here, in this Matthew 18, 15 through 20, I believe we could enjoy our membership and fellowship with one another and be more responsible to God.
Right.
But see, we have to get that junk out of the way that's causing conflict and difficulty between the membership and our responsibility to God. Am I in the text?
All right.
Look what he said. Look what he says now. He says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, God Almighty, go and tell him. So if somebody do it wrong, that's what Jesus is saying. He said, go tell that person their fault between thee, that's us, and him alone. That's the first thing we need to do. We don't need to get a posse to go with us to confront them.
Come on.
We need to go to them in secret. Pull them aside and deal with it, what just us two know what have happened, what had transpired, and guess what? try to fix it. Am I right there? That's what Jesus said. I'm dead in the text. If you hadn't torn out your Bible, then right there. Look at the Bible. Look at the word
all
of God.
Right.
And then he said, if he shall hear thee, that is, if that person that we went to in secret and pulled them aside, and if they have heard us, watch what it said, thou hast gained thy brother. That means nobody else don't need to hear about it.
Come on.
That need to stay between thee. The thee I told you is me and you. That's who it is. And the person is alone, him alone. Watch it. Jesus said, if they hear us, then we have gained our brother.
Uh-huh.
That means it is well fixed and leave it, come on, alone. That is. Say, leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Now watch this now. Watch this. We're talking about membership duties and responsibility to God. This is why the membership is topsy-turvy, is upside down, and that's why our responsibility to God has fallen off, because we feel in some type of way.
All right, come on.
And it's not about how I feel or how you feel, but it's about what the word of God said. I'm standing on the word, and I'm not backing off of it. Look what the word said. But if he will not hear thee,
come on,
then Jesus says, that's right, take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Now, isn't that what Jesus said?
Amen.
But if he will not hear thee, that's when you go get one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and then you try to reconcile, you try to fix the issue.
Come on, Bishop.
With the two or three, here it is, not no worldly witnesses.
Come on, now.
Mm-mm. Not no unsaved witnesses, but credible witnesses. You don't go get witnesses with a gun and a baseball bat to make them hear what you're saying. That's not how you handle that. See, I'm trying to help us this morning.
Come on, help us.
Because that's why the membership is not where it need to be in us churches.
Come on, man.
Amen. Because we don't handle things and a proper conduct. And preaching pastors, I'm calling it out this morning. And we don't get from behind these sacred desks.
Come on now.
And go out there in the audience and the congregation and grab the people by hand.
Come on,
and
Jesus.
Teach them how to handle things properly. Amen. Our memberships and a responsibility to God under our charge will soon fall off.
Yeah.
We are charged with a charge to oversee and be a watchman for the soul that God placed in the house that we pastor.
All right.
I'm dead in the text.
All right.
Look at the text. Look at the text, if you will. Watch the text. And so we have to get credible witnesses, saved witnesses, mature witnesses that can go with us and help us to gain this brother or this sister with the proper word of God in a proper context.
Come on.
That's what Jesus is saying. Now watch the text. Now once we have went to that person alone.
Come on, Bishop.
And we have not gained them. Once we have the second part, have took with us two or three credible witnesses to try to gain his brother and his sister. Amen. Mm. Then look what Jesus said in 17.
Come on.
And if he shall neglect to hear them, he said, tell it unto who? The church. That's the whole body. That's how you handle it. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be under thee as an heathen man and a publican. A heathen is a rotten, sinful man that's not going to come to repentance. And a publican is a tax collector that steals the people money and take more money than he's supposed to take from the people to pay their taxes. That's how Jesus feels about it. But we have to do it, come on, in this order,
come on,
in this way, because that's what Jesus said.
That's it.
That's the proper way to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Because, watch it if you will, is our charge as the church. The church calls that brother or that sister to do one thing, to repent.
And if that brother or that sister does not see that they need to repent, look what Jesus says. Lord have mercy.
Come on.
Then the church must assume, Lady Thomas, that they are not a true believer.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's what the word says now. They are not a true believer. Now, I have to deal with that. I'm not leaving it there to be politically correct, to be accepted, or to be received by man, because I told us during our Sunday school, I could care less to be received by man or not. Long as I'm received by God. Now, us as Baptist churches, we don't believe people ought to be put out of the church.
All right.
We don't believe people need to be excommunicated from the fellowship.
Come on, though.
Now, let me help us before, because I could hear him on the radio. Well, you know, he's being a renegade. He running people out of the church. No, that's not. Oh, no, my brother, my sister. My prayer and God's prayer is that everybody that come through Jesus' church will stay in the church.
Amen.
And will stay with Jesus. But what we not going to do at House of Praise, we're not going to allow someone to sit in this congregation and cause dissension and sourness in the church because they don't see their error, their way of error, and they are wrong.
Come on.
We're going to do it the way Jesus said do it. And if it's causing problem in the church and we have loved on you, we have showed you what Jesus said, we have took with us mature witness to help us to show you what the word said, you still won't get it, then the church, Jesus said, we must assume, right?
Yes, Lord.
That they are not a true believer and must exclude them from the fellowship. Amen. And this is how we keep our membership duty. And our responsibility to God, and I'm going to talk about that in my clothes, in proper context. Am I in the book this morning?
Yes.
Look what the book says. Look what the Bible says. Look what the word says. The word says in 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. This is what I have to help us with right along up in here. Now, a common mistake, right, that holds true is that we have a mistaken of interpretation when it comes to this. Why? Because we're looking at it the way we want to look at it. Jesus says, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In other words, the decision made by the church, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus' church, right? Say Jesus' church.
Jesus' church.
The decision made by Jesus' church.
All right.
About what behavior is permissible or unacceptable reflect decision that's already made by God in heaven.
Amen.
So if God don't allow it to go on in heaven, he don't allow it to go on in his church. And the preacher, pastor, ought to be in line with God.
Amen.
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 I love everybody.
Come on.
But I'd rather grow slow.
Come on.
And grow right. Than be swole with a bunch of infection that I have to deal with.
Come on.
I understand come as you are.
Come on.
But don't stay as you are. If you're under this type of teaching, you ought to come up from where you are, from where you were, to where you need to be in Christ. Am I in the book this morning?
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Listen at the text. Again, I say unto you that if two, and I'm going to deal with that, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now we're in verse 19, but I'm gonna go all the way back up. I'm gonna work back up, and then I'm gonna work from up back down. Is that all right?
Come on now.
Look at verse. Go back up to 15. Now we already dealt with the text. We broke it down, but just look at it. Jesus says, Moreover, if thy brother, right, shall trespass against thee, he said, go and tell him it's fall between thee and him alone. That's what he said. He said, if he shall hit thee, thou hast gained thy brother. That's the order, that's the step. The first step is to go to the person that you felt offended by. Right? Yeah. Second step is, but if he will not hear you, then you take with thee one or two more that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word maybe it's that, credible witnesses, right? Two or three that's saved, that's mature witnesses. Then he said, look what he said, and if he shall neglect to hear you, hear them, that the witnesses you brought with you, then tell it to the church, to the whole body. And if he won't hear the church, let him be to you as a heathen man and a publican, right? Mm-hmm. But look what Jesus says right here.
Go ahead.
In 18. The way to operate our churches, and I hear y'all out there, you know, conferences are good. Seminars are good, right? But the way to operate the church of Jesus Christ is whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In other words, thing that the Bible says that's permissible,
yes,
right, or accepted by the church, or unacceptable by the church, it already reflects decisions already made by God in heaven. Is already established. We know what God won't allow in the church because we have the word before us. We know what he will allow in the church. Why? Because we have the word before. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hold me. All we need to do right here is operate the church by the word. This is what Jesus is telling us. This will help our membership. Now, here it is. Because you can have membership and have fake wanting, looking for things membership. Or you can have authentic membership that's there because they want to be there. They want the milk of the word and the meat of the word. They want to grow and become what God wants them to become.
Right.
And then they will be responsible to God and their responsibilities and duties to their membership at the church. With their name on the roll.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at this. Jesus says right here, he said in 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall act, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Is that right? What is Jesus saying to us? Jesus saying, the word again, at the beginning of verse 19, suggests that this verse restates the principle of verse 18, the two or three later Thomas, mentioned in verse 20, are thus the two or three witnesses that were first mentioned in verse 16. Christ is present, watch it, with his disciples, good God Almighty, when they gather, watch it, to seek his leadership about troubling behavior among disciples. The problem is, we got this right. We gathering, but we not together.
Come on now.
And we gathering to see what each other gonna say or do.
So we can go against it.
But if we gather and come together to find out what Christ's leadership is saying, how to lead his church and do it, then the two or three will be powerful and the church can move forward.
Oh, yes.
That's what Jesus is saying.
Right there.
Amen.
Amen.
And so watch this. Watch this. And verse 20. And he said it again, and I'm closing. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. There you go again.
Come on.
There am I in the midst of them.
Yes.
He will answer their prayer, house of praise,
yes,
for the sinning believers' restoration. But we got to hear this.
Come on.
When we do gather, whether we have 10, 5, 20, or 150,
come on, Bishop.
All of us in that gathering, let me say it this way, in the meeting place, in the house of prayer, in the house of worship, I got another, in the sanctuary. Amen. Watch it if you will, watch it if you will. We have to seek his leadership. Whose leadership? Not my leadership as the bishop, as the pastor. Seek Jesus' leadership concerning his church about the troubling behavior we have in the church among the disciples. When we gather and when we come together to seek the leadership of what's best for the church, then our membership, and I'm closing, our responsibility to God will be better. Am I right there?
Mm-hmm.
And so number one, you heard me talk about membership duties and responsibilities to God, right?
Amen.
So number one, commitment, what that look like. Membership, number one, is not a casual drive-by voluntary option. Mm-hmm. But a necessary commitment to a local church for spiritual maturity and ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Come on.
Number two, what's the purpose of my membership?
Mm-hmm.
Membership serves to protect believers from spiritual wandering.
Yeah, Lord.
Provides accountability and serve the greater body. So we can't just be wandering souls. Saying, I know Jesus died, he was buried, he rose, I accept, I'm saved. That's good. That's real good. But it's much, much more to the story. And in order to learn more, we have to be taught by a church and a pastor that's standing on the word, living and teaching and preaching the word of God.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana will be having a Love Day Appreciation Celebration honoring Pastor Altorio Holden Sr. and Elect Lady Adrian Holden, Sunday, April 26th. At 2:30 p.m., Living Word Ministries, 1401 Welch Street in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Visit one of Louisiana's most exciting festivals.
Alex River Fete in downtown Alexandria, April 30th through May 2nd, featuring Better Than Ezra, King George, Windstorm, Brass Queens, and Wellness Check.
And that's just the beginning.
Classic cars, barbecue, food trucks, art, and more.
Feeling fete-ish yet?
Join us in Alexandria for music, culture, food, and fun. Save the date, bring your friends, and get set for Fete. Visit alexriverfete.com or find us on Facebook. Alex River Fete, April 30th through May 2nd.
See you there.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana will be having a Love Day Appreciation Celebration honoring Pastor Altorio Holden Sr. and Elect Lady Adrian Holden, Sunday, April 26th at 2:30 p.m. Living Word Ministries, 1401 Welch Street in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. We praise you for you are worthy to be praised, honored, and adored. Lord, we ask that you touch our hearts and minds, touch our spirits, that we may receive a word from you, that we might do your will. Father, that you may move on us, that we may be ever changed, ever strengthened. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you look on every heart, every mind, every spirit, every soul that's under the sound of my voice in this place today, that, Father, that you would give them what they need. Father, for your word said that you'll supply all I need according to your riches and glory. And I thank you, God. I thank you for your word that strengthens and sustains us. I thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides